Let's wing this motherfucker. Oh, I'm gonna fuck up Chris's, oh,
hey! We have topics.
We have topics!
Topics!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Time Spent Poorly program. You are here because you like to spend your time poorly.
If for no other reason, yeah.
Tonight's topics, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk, Bruno wants us to talk for profit prisons in America. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll just throw that. That'll be a quick one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, America. breaching the Snake River Dams, we're going to throw that in there. Ward wants to talk about the Elks Club, which I am a member of now, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks.
Yes.
Google gobble.
I also want to talk about... I watched the news this morning. We'll just put it that way.
Oh,
I've
man.
Got a,
who watches the news
I've got
anymore?
Well, it was an accident. It wasn't intentional.
Just let it happen to him.
Yeah.
I slipped in the bathroom in my... Oh, yeah.
But I went to the Kevin Smith show last night also. Mm. So that was actually entertaining. I got a couple updates on that.
Yeah, Kevin Smith. And Jason Mewes.
Yeah, they were both there. It's pretty fun. Did you see that?
I did see
I posted that.
It was pretty
funny. Yeah.
Hey, well, welcome
anyway,
to
welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us. You can go to tspn.fun. Just get a couple things out of the way really quick. I want to. We're trying to up our presence on YouTube a little bit because we didn't really work that avenue very much before. It was just kind of like a landing spot. We just kind of we'd stream to there, and then so we like all of our videos were out there. Now we're kind of like clipping stuff and putting it out there. And then also last month I started doing a Brewer's Advent calendar that my wife picked up for me from Costco. And I was doing a video for every day. I have one left to do. Obviously I didn't finish in time. But there's fun videos of that out there. So if you go to YouTube, go to the Time Spent Poorly. Is it just youtube.com/timespentpoorly?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can... watch all those out there. Go out there, like them, subscribe, share, ring the bell, all that fun stuff. Just try to give us a hand where you can.
That's yeah, we I'm want saying. That YouTube money.
Yeah, bring YouTube it. Money.
We want to get paid for this someday.
Anyway.
Oh, I got to introduce our hosts, Derek and Eduardo.
Hi. Hey.
Yeah, how about these guys?
Yeah, hey.
They're awesome.
If you look at the light, it's like you're making eye contact with the person that's watching this.
When I talk, you
Hello.
Can see that
Hello.
I actually have a mouth.
That's true. Yeah, we've upped the quality of the video.
Yeah. Too,
so
yeah. It looks a lot better on the clips.
Yeah.
Just the clips in general.
A lot sharper.
The clips in general are just, they're way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graphic splashes.
Well, I mean, just the fact that they're shorter, they're yeah. more digestible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do most of
we
them
need to, you gotta,
in a shit's worth of time.
Yeah, that's the thing is you got to watch, you got to make it in a poop's worth. I always say that.
Well, I spend a lot of time on the shitter.
Yeah.
Well, you can watch longer whole shows.
Read a whole novel.
I read To Kill a Mockingbird while pooping. Ward, one of the topics you wanted to talk about, though, was our dying town.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And I thought that when you messaged me about it, I was like, well, Rick will actually have really good insight on this because we've talked about the town quite a bit.
Well, yeah. And Rick has been... Rick's been...
Rick's been.
You kind of have your finger on the
I'm
pulse
a mover
of what's going
and a
on.
Shaker. Nobody knows who I am, but I know almost everyone.
You know what's going on, though, usually. You usually have information mm-hmm. about what boats
I know
are
people
happening.
Who
well,
know
you go
things.
On, right. You go on the tours and,
yeah.
you know, you see the stuff.
And recognize people I went to high school with or grade school with, and they'd have no idea who I am.
Because of the beard.
It's awesome. No, it doesn't even matter if I had the beard or not. Yeah. People just, I am not a memorable person. Now I've got the beard, so everybody remembers me, but now I keep the beard because I am a mailman, and I'm the most recognizable mailman in town.
Well, you're not a female man.
No, I am an M-A-L-E-M-A-N.
Fucking stupid.
Somebody left me a Christmas card.
I'm honestly a little ashamed of myself for that joke.
Oh, what would his pronoun be?
It's male. Is it? Well, he's a male mailman,
right?
He's a male mailman,
letter carrier. But no, letter carrier is the job title. But I'm actually a mailman. I I walk through my neighborhood.
He's not a bail man.
And I know what's going on. And I know my people, and my people like me.
Good. That's a big part of it.
Even the dogs like me.
Customer service is a big part of that job.
So, customer service is just about the only thing I've done my entire life. I hate it, but I'm really good at it.
So within the span of the year, we've lost Shopko. We've lost Kmart. These are no big deal to me. Macy's. None of these places I went to very often. But
nobody
it's impactful.
Went to these places very often.
But it's impactful to some people.
I did
well,
go to Macy's.
Macy's alone was 50 jobs. Yeah. That's the only thing that worries me is where are these people going to find work at?
Right. Well, nowhere.
Right.
That's the answer.
No, well, Taco Bell's always hiring.
Yay.
Hiring smiles.
So, but like, so like yep. Yesterday I went to Spokane. I went to the Kevin Smith show and we watched that. It's a great show. But we stayed in Spokane and we don't like do a whole lot in the area, but we kind of walk around downtown and stuff. And there's stuff to do. There's things going on. And obviously Spokane is much larger than where we live.
Spokane is weird though, because it's so sprawling.
Right.
They have some tall buildings, but it just keeps going and going. So, I mean, like the heart of downtown where people park and
like River Park Square.
Yeah. That's hot property. Right. But outside, I'm sure it's just little Lewistons all around it.
Right.
Shit's closing. Yeah. Shit's moving.
You think so? That's probably true.
I would.
Well, on the outskirts, yeah. I know they have done they've done a lot of that regentrification of stuff. Like when, I think we did talk about it on another show, but when you come off the overpass by Dick's Burgers there. That used to be like the hub where the homeless would like beg for money. And then they built a bunch of fucking statues where they would stand, so you can't stand there anymore. So
now they sleep in the underpasses or the overpass, like in the little.
Well, they still stay by. Yeah.
For now, they sleep there.
They get the busted up from time to time.
Yeah, local government will find a way to put a stop.
Like every once in a while, we'll drive through and they'll be like, "Oh, there's nobody here."
Right.
And it's because they went and they've like.
Well, it's super cold too, so some of them will die.
But. Some of them will die. Yes. Well, it's population.
That's control. A real thing, actually.
Right, no, I know.
They're not even counted on the census, so.
I was thinking about that, though, when we were going down through there one day, and I was, like, just watching people. Like, I just kind of gazed at a couple homeless people, and I was like, man, what a tough fucking life. Like, I mean,
well, yeah.
Unless you're mentally ill, in my opinion, homelessness is kind of a choice. You can go and get a job just about anywhere.
Right.
And if you fill out paperwork, the government will give you money. And we're talking Spokane, so that's the state of Washington. They will take care of you if you make an effort.
Yeah, it's mental illness and obviously drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Which plays into mental illness. So,
yeah, it just, it looks, yeah, I'm definitely not empathizing by any means or sympathizing, I guess.
This guy right here.
But I would say it's definitely, like you said, it's something that is in many ways a choice to be homeless.
We've got one guy here in town that he goes down to Portland for a jaunt yearly and is homeless. He is a professional homeless person. I think, he was working for one of the local news outlets. Doing a piece, it's more than one piece, kind of like a column type of thing. It might have been like Daily Fly or something like that.
But he does it as a career? Is it like
Goes down there and he's homeless.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does for money. His mom lives here and he comes back up here on occasion. I think he just lives a couple blocks from me. His mom does. I can't imagine being a professional homeless person.
No. It doesn't sound fun.
I don't like weather changes. It's either like if it's too hot or if it's too cold. Like I like the comfort of being in my home where I can regulate the temperature and the environment around me.
The thermostat is
a great invention. Thank you for that. whoever did that, whatever dad did that.
So in my hotel this morning, I woke up to the news and I don't have cable anymore. I don't have any, so any of my news sources usually comes in the form of like online clips and stuff, and I probably don't watch as much, get as much information as I should. But so I'm listening to the news because it's waking me up. The TV stayed on all night, and so I kind of look over, and it's like they're almost like Valley Girls delivering the news. They're young. They're just millennials.
That's the local.
Yeah, the local news. Local Spokane. Yeah, it's the local Spokane news. But they're very, they're well dressed, professional sounding,
attractive,
attractive. And then the weatherman's gay, and he's like, just some of the stuff that they were talking about. He's like, they were talking about Build-A-Bear, and then he's talking about this Build-A-Bear that he had. But the clothes on the Build-A-Bear were so rough, they took the clothes off the Build-A-Bear and, like, cuddled with it naked when he was a kid. Like, 'cause he was talking about being a kid. Like, these references that they're able to make about being a kid, like, them being a kid isn't that fucking long ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids, they look like they're fucking 12 on the TV. They got really young voices. So
to get your start in a market like Spokane is pretty sweet, because normally people have to start in a market like ours, If you have an iota of talent, like your pinky toenail has an itty bitty bit of talent, you are fucking gone.
Yeah,
because they only like people that can't read and have no personality. Boy.
They love people who can't read on ours.
They add letters to words, and it's totally changes the meaning of the word when you change the letters.
Did I tell you this story before where I actually interviewed and tried? There was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he did he was trying to start a UHF channel over in Clarkston.
Oh, remember about this? I remember. He was on 6th Street.
Yeah.
And what's there now? Is that one of Finch's places now?
Yeah, probably. It's like a vape store or something. Or I don't know.
Probably is a vape store. That's not one of
them. It's probably a vape store, yeah.
But
vaping's not cool, kids. Don't let them talk you into it.
It's dumb.
It's really dumb.
So I went down there, and it's like, I mean, their setup was really close to what we have here. And while it might look beautiful on tape to the viewer.
What year was that? Like 05, 06?
God.
07?
I made headshots.
I worked at the cable company at the time, and it might have
been
their internet.
It might have been 9 or 10.
Oh, I didn't work at the cable company then. But I, when they were first getting started, I hooked up their internet.
It could have been 05, but
no, I don't remember how long.
I think
they were
open. It was while I was working for Budweiser.
Oh, okay.
So I had gotten a email or something. They wanted me to come down for an interview, and I did like the interview, and then they wanted me to like get headshots. So I'm standing in my living room.
Were you on
downstairs?
At any point were you sitting on a couch?
Did they massage your leg?
No.
Did they ask you? Could you undo that one button right there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bend over and take them off slowly.
I took my own headshots with a tripod.
Casting couch.
And I had like I just threw on a dress shirt. And I think a tie, but I was just wearing a dress shirt. Didn't tie, like I was standing in my underwear because I'd come home from work. So I tossed a dress shirt on and like got a headshot. Looks, I think it's on my computer somewhere.
Please find it and put it online.
No.
Oh, excuse me.
I have to hunt too hard. I don't want to. So anyway, I sent them the headshots. This was before the podcast, so it must have been like 06, 07.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. So I sent them the headshots. They brought me down for a test interview. So they had me test read.
Live read.
So I sat down, and they gave me this paper, this news article to read. I still remember it. They were talking about, I don't remember it that well, I guess, a camel, I think, that had two heads. And so I'm reading the article, and then the whole point is to be able to do like yes and shit and to be able to kind of like commiserate and talk. So after you read the article, then you kind of turn to your co-anchor and you're like, blah, 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 blah. And then they kind of go back. And so my thing was, well, two heads are better than one. and then I stop for a second and I go, that's about all I got. And then, and then they're,
here's like, Tom with right, the weather.
So they're super nice. And then I was out of there. They didn't go with me, obviously. But it's okay because they're not there anymore.
I would say they didn't go with anyone because that did not become a thing.
No, it did for a brief period of time. There was a UHF super channel.
Brief, and
was
no one watched
like,
it.
Almost momentary. Like,
does anybody have a TV that can pick up UHF anymore? I don't.
I do have a TV that I can watch the film UHF with.
He had a huge...
Who wants to drink out of the fire hose?
He had a huge pitch for UHF, too. Movie. I don't remember what his whole thing was for, but he had like some sort of like knowledgeable like pitch that's like...
Weird
Al is
a super smoke guy.
Well, no, it wasn't Weird Al. It was the guy that wanted that started that business. Or the,
the local guy?
He probably
had worked for
He's like,
Clue
there's a future in this. It's coming back. Like, basically, he's. I'm like, I don't know.
Did he go into the Wayne's World theme song right after that?
He probably worked for Clue at one point, though, and like had some knowledge of the industry.
Right. Well, and I don't think in that at that particular point in time, we all knew, like, I'm sure some people knew, but I don't think streaming was on the forefront of everybody's mind and being able to stream most of your content.
Not really, because webcams were expensive and cumbersome.
And Netflix still wasn't really, Netflix was still mailing DVDs at that point.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't really.
I don't think there's really streaming.
It just kind of, yeah.
Because Hulu, when did Hulu come out? I mean, even that was, remember when it was still ad-free? Well, not ad-free, but free.
Yeah. Hulu was, what, 2010?
10?
Something like that.
Man, you got the interwebs right in front of you.
I guess.
Yeah, fuck it. Don't look it up. That takes so much time.
I have no idea.
So UHF is not a thing.
No, and it will never be a thing again.
No,
Well, maybe after the collapse of civilization, yeah. We've got back up to black and white TVs.
Ward, you could be a reporter in the apocalyptic times. This is Ward reporting here for this UHF station. People are still eating each other, and I'm growing another arm.
But really, you know where that's going to be? A radio. It's not going to be video.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm.
Which you'll make a cleaning.
Yeah, because the apocalypse is going to be so lucrative.
People are still going to want their mail, too.
You'll be on the CB radio with your sweet, sexy voice. Anybody out there? This is Rick.
This is the beard.
The man hall.
Yeah.
This is the beard. This is Derek and Eduardo. Here, listen to Time Spin. And we're like, remember Kevin Spacey?
I'd go up to Clue and try out. I would go up there, but I'd need to shave, and I'm not going to do that.
Ward, I have, before we move on to a topic that is actually good, I do want to
tell
you...
Tell us the story again, Ward, about when you tried out for
a UHF station. I do want to tell you about a experience that I had that was not similar, but feels similar.
Netflix started streaming in 2007.
Okay.
You know, I applied for a job once and I had an interview and I didn't get it one time. Oh, no, twice. But one time, the first time when I was really desperate, Kmart.
Oh.
I applied and interviewed at Kmart and they didn't hire me.
Well, fuck them. They're closed.
That's the reason
why. Why wouldn't they hire a guy like me? I'm a hard fucking worker.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I was dead set on getting hired at like Blockbuster when I moved over here. I was like, that's
like, it's a dream job, man.
My parents, always like the pragmatic ones, were like, well, I mean, maybe try some grocery stores and stuff. Fuck that. I'm going to work at Blockbuster. So I didn't work for like 6 months before I finally like caved and went to Pizza Hut.
Oh, well, you know what? I applied for, I had three friends that worked at Hollywood Video, and I applied for several jobs at Hollywood Video.
Because you could be a know-it-all douchebag, just like everybody
else. Yeah, just like them. And I could not land a job there. And actually, there's one other place I could not land a job at that I for whatever reason, I probably just my 20s seemed like a good idea. I applied for Hastings so many times.
I applied for Hastings. And
could not get a job there.
I've known a bunch of people
probably
that
probably showered too much.
That's what I thought too. Because I went to the interview and it went really poorly. And as I was leaving the interview, I was like, so I guess I bathed too much. Like this didn't go well again. This didn't go well again. I said to the manager I was interviewing with, I said, this didn't go well again. So did I bathe too much or do I brush my teeth? Like what's going on? Like, do I need to not brush my teeth and smell like shit to get a job here?
You need some black cavities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need holes in your teeth.
Because
you need to be missing some of your four front teeth, because that meth mouth is what they're looking for.
Because I never understood it.
You
hit rock
bottom, and now you want to you want
to
make the
best
of this.
And I wanted to work there. I wanted to work
there. Now, see, that's the thing. You were motivated. They don't hire motivated people, because motivated people don't stick around.
Right.
They get that job, they make that money, and then they're looking for what's next. Right. And I think, I do believe that is why Kmart didn't hire me. It's like, wow, this guy is
he's
had
looking at this
careers,
as a stepping
stone. And yeah. they didn't know I was unemployed for 10 months and I was really getting desperate for a job.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to work at Hastings so bad. I was like 20, 21 years old. And I applied there several times in between the age of 19 and 22. I applied there a ton and could not land a job there. Could not get a job at fucking Hastings. And I was like,
too
all
motivated.
Right. Yeah.
They were like, this guy is bound
and I was like,
destined for bigger and better things.
It was just weird. I'm like, because they're like, well, what department would you want to work in? I'm like, any of these. I read books. I read comic books. I watch movies. I play video games.
They might still be open if they'd hired you.
Any of this stuff here.
You may have become complacent and felt comfortable where you were.
Sure.
You could work in any department and small talk people. Yeah. And it isn't like a job when you're doing something you love.
Yeah. Which I liked all the stuff there.
Could really get used to that $5.50 an hour. Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, I'm glad I didn't get a job there because
yeah.
It was a terrible company and they went tits up. But I mean, I would have done great there.
I loved how they tried to hold on for the last couple of years. And it was just like, and I'll say this, but I have a ton of these things, but they basically became a Funko Pop store.
Yeah.
And that was, and then because they couldn't rent movies anymore, because other than like the people that like couldn't find what they were looking for at Redbox.
But you know that our store didn't have issues, right? Financially.
No, our store would have. Yeah, our store
the
was
company,
doing pretty good. So
company,
was the Moscow one.
Yeah, the company went tits up.
Yeah.
It wasn't our store because we don't have anything like that here.
Well, that was the only thing since Book and Game, and I miss Book and Game.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and I was making fun of the Pop Store thing. I mean, that's what I went to Hastings to look at after they stopped doing movies.
Well, and I went there and I would look
Shut up.
I would look at, they had a great graphic novel section.
You make eye contact with the camera and shit.
No, I looked down over here to see if I could find one of those stupid Funko things. I can't believe people spend money on that stuff.
I did for a
I spent money on stupid
know.
Stuff, but that kind of shit.
My son likes to keep them in the box. I take them out because I'm like, if I'm going to have them, I'm going to display them.
I think we're past the time when you, like a collectible like that,
they
shut
many
the fuck
of
up,
them.
Rick.
They make so many of them.
You're not going to have the first run of Star Wars toys.
Right.
If you still had that shit in the box, that's thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
All this stuff is mass produced, and you got a bunch of sweaties hoarding it up. It's never going to be worth it.
I had a lot of those pop figurines for a long time. Owning the comic book store opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. I had a lot of that stuff, but as you know, when I opened the store, I sold my stuff. I mean, I opened that store with my inventory.
Yeah, you sold your shit to stay open.
I opened my comic book store with what I owned to start selling first before I waited for my first orders to come in. Like, I sold my stuff. So I ended up selling a ton of shit of my own at that store. And as I sold the stuff, at first, when I would sell something, I'd be like, yeah, that's too bad. I mean, I liked that thing, but I wanted to stay open. But as I started selling more stuff, I was like, well, when I eventually don't do this anymore, it'll be nice to not have all this crap.
To move the fuck around. Unless you're settled in a house yeah. that you're not planning to leave.
Right.
Because then you just acquire shit. And if you collect stuff like that, it fills up twice. That's tchotchke shit that your
kids have to fucking get rid of later.
Man. And I feel like I still have a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff that I've kept now, though, like if you guys ever watch Sports Program, you can see like a lot of my jerseys and stuff hanging behind me. But a lot of stuff I have now is clothing, which is like jerseys. But I can wear all that stuff. Exactly. Like after, I was thinking about I wore this jersey today, which was hanging on my wall for the show, and I was like, I'm gonna wear that today. And then I'm like, the last time I wore a jersey here for the show, I was like, I'm just gonna hang up my closet. This is going in the rotation. Like this is going in the rotation of what I wear now.
Nice.
And so that kind of stuff I can justify because I'm like, I'll wear it. I'll wear it out. I'll wear it around. But the stuff like the pop vinyls and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want that anymore. I don't want...
It's a money sink.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You'd be better off buying guns.
I'm not a gun guy, but I get
it. You can turn around and sell them.
I'm not a gun guy, but I get it.
I like guns.
My dad got my son's
22s. What a guy.
They're Henry's too.
Yeah.
Oxagon barrels. Or octagon barrels.
That is
they're pretty nice.
Kingly gift.
Yeah. I'm gonna take care of these. Yeah, I get it.
Move it over here.
What's up?
Centralized.
Move it
good.
Over here.
He's the engineer, you can make him work.
Oh,
get a second bag.
I could. There's more.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go, baby.
All right.
Brick and mortar stores just can't stay open.
No.
I cannot tell you. Well, when's the last time I went to Macy's? What's the last thing I bought at Macy's? Probably a dress shirt and a tie.
Well,
8 years ago?
Let's hang tie for a second. You work. You're a postal worker?
Yes.
Do you remember years and years ago, it was a long time ago, before Amazon took off, there was a brief window there where the United States Postal Service was really hit hard. Basically, in between the time of invention of email to when we started shipping shit.
Is that somewhat mythical, though? Is some of that... Like
the only reason the post office is not in the black is because the government forced us to pre-fund the healthcare for people who aren't even born yet. Mm-hmm. We have billions of dollars. The post office has billions of dollars saved up for healthcare and retirement for people that don't even work at the post office.
Right. But there was a time I remember back in the 90s, there was a time when the post office was like, I mean, you'd see it on the news where it was like they had suffered quite a bit from basically everybody like being like, oh, I think this email will be a thing. So they started sending emails.
Yeah. But I think it's a scare thing too, though. Isn't it to some degree?
Oh yeah. But
because you're adapting as time progresses.
It'll be interesting once the boomer generation dies off because Christmas cards, birthday cards, the whole Hallmark
era.
Yeah.
Is going to die.
It is still a thing.
Yeah.
And I know I have a few younger friends who still mail out Christmas cards with pictures of their kids and things like that. Man, I got Facebook. I saw a picture of kids. I don't need to get into it.
Well, I mean, I remember, like,
I prefer to get in the mail because you paid postage and that pays my job.
They're going to start bringing some of that stuff back, though, because people are going back to, like, old traditions.
They are.
Like, my wife just bought 2 boxes of, like, handmade cards.
Nice.
Which are really cool. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
And then pay 55 cents a piece to ship them off to your loved ones, and they'll be delivered with love by someone like me.
Well, I remember, look at them, and then they'll drop them.
Well, I remember my mom in the 90s.
If you get the address wrong, a guy like me can fix that.
Nice. I remember my mom in the 90s would send letters to people because she'd be like, we got to keep them in business. Like, because it was like on the news. It'd just be like, hey, the post office is suffering. I mean, I think at one point there was layoffs. I mean, it was a long time ago. But then, I mean, obviously with eBay.
Well, some post offices have closed.
Sure. They just consolidated.
Right.
But eBay is like the first one.
Servicing larger.
the package volume, it increases by over 50% every year. We deliver more packages every year, and
well, if I go on my if I go on my Amazon account that I opened in 2007 at the same time that Netflix and Hulu started streaming, you can see there's a thing that you can look at to see how you trend. In 2007, I'm like, oh, I spent this much money, and then it just like exponentially goes up every year. Yeah.
Well, I talk to people who are all the time. I'm like, hey, do you ever watch this thing on Amazon Prime? And they're like, well, I don't really use my Amazon Prime. And I'm like, oh, but you have Amazon Prime? And like, well, yeah, for the shipping.
Yeah.
It does save you a little bit of money, but you need to take advantage of all of the perks. Yeah. Prime is an amazing thing.
Yeah,
they have some quality programming.
For what you pay for that, it's like, I think it's like $119 a year now. The free shipping is almost secondary to the content that I watch.
They have
on there
so much HBO stuff. I was still paying for HBO Now to watch The Wire. And then I stopped watching The Wire, canceled HBO, and went back to Prime because that's the only thing I have. Yeah. Well, I got Disney Plus, but Prime has all of the episodes of The Wire. Yeah. Why was I paying $15 a month to HBO when Prime would give it to me for what my old lady is already paid for?
I love Prime. I love Prime shipping because it's the time too, though, right?
It really is, because they will fuck you if you don't have it. Yeah. It's just, Your package will leave Florida and it'll be in limbo for days.
Yeah. Well, because you find stuff on, if you don't, let's say you don't have
it's like
Prime.
Like a sticker on the box.
You find something that says, even if you have Prime, let's say you find something that's like $11, right? And then you're like, well, I can get it Prime for like $18, but it's, but this one's $11, but it's $5.99 for shipping. But the $5.99 shipping is like 5 days.
It's
out.
Gonna take, yeah, it's gonna take extra.
It's at least 5 days.
Or I can go Prime and get it for the 18, and I get it in 2 days.
Once Spokane is up and cranking it out, that facility,
that's gonna change a lot.
We'll get it next day. They'll seriously have it next day.
Yeah,
because Amazon will have a dedicated truck that comes down here. Yeah. And
don't they have their own planes now?
They've got their own everything. I am really surprised that Bezos, is it Bezos?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Bezos. Bezos?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Jeff Bezos.
I'm surprised he didn't just outright buy FedEx.
Oh, sure.
And start using FedEx as his private shipping company.
Well, fuck, I worked for FedEx as a loader. And I would say 75 to 80% of the packages I loaded on those trucks had Amazon.
And now Amazon isn't doing any FedEx.
No, they're not. They're not.
It's UPS
and
the Postal Service.
UPS, right?
Yep.
What happened to DHL? They're not here anymore, are they?
No. You know, I get a few DHL packages.
Boy, I haven't seen
them. And then you've got to flip them around and find out where the Delcon, the delivery confirmation scan is, because it's only on one side, but they put the, yeah.
I think the last time I got something from DHL was when I bought something from like Newegg.
Is the bulk,
and usually like have to sign for it.
Yeah.
Is the bulk of the stuff you deliver, I mean, you used to deliver a lot of Amazon though.
No, really, the bulk of stuff I deliver is stuff that people send through the Postal Service.
Okay.
Because
Postal Service works on Sundays now.
Postal Service worked on Sundays for over 3 years now.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, because I've gotten deliveries on Sunday.
Well, so but Sunday is Amazon only.
Right.
But okay. Unless it's Christmas season, and then it's all the parcels we can get out the door.
I think a big part of that, though, is the fact that it's like, okay, well, Amazon, like, I can order all this stuff from Amazon. And I'm going to send a letter, too. Like, look how fast it is. I might as well send a letter.
Really? The return time, when I was an assistant and I'd carry all over town, I picked up an outgoing letter in Clarkston and put it in the outgoing mail. It gets thrown in a bin at 6 o'clock. It boards the semi. It goes to Spokane. It goes through the machines. And then I was on a different route in Lewiston, and I delivered the one I picked up the next day.
Wow. So they all go to Spokane still?
Oh, yeah. Everything goes to Spokane. Because it goes to, all of your letters go through a machine, and the machine does the sorting. Your magazines and stuff, guys like me, sort those in a bookcase every morning.
Okay.
And then we pull it all down and put it in a tray, and we go deliver it.
Go deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally like sending stuff through the mail still. The only thing I hate about the mail, obviously, is the junk mail. You know, you still get that crap.
No, junk mail will follow you beyond your death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a in our garage. There's the stair rail that's got like the corner there. I have a board sitting across it now that just kind of got set there, but now it's like my junk mail catch, so I can just set it there and get it to the shredder.
Nice.
Instead of having to go in my house and stack up.
Yeah.
So it's a short stop. My junk mail.
Yeah.
That's the end of that segment.
Oh, wait, not quite.
Okay.
Public service announcement. If you get junk mail, look at it. If it says pre-sort standard and you put return to sender on it, we're going to put it back in your mailbox because it doesn't get returned to sender because they didn't pay enough postage for it to be returned.
That's good to know.
That's good to know.
That's gonna be
I've only had to explain it to a couple people because normally people just throw it away.
That's an old timer thing, I think.
And also, if it says current resident and you put it back, saying someone isn't there, you are the current resident if you collect mail at this place. Don't make me throw it away because I can't.
Yeah.
It would be a felony.
Just throw it away.
Just throw it away yourself.
Yeah.
End of segment.
If my mail says current resident, it automatically just goes in the trash.
Yeah, if it says someone's name who's not you or current resident, you get in some fights with some customers when they try to put it back and oh no, they don't live here. Well, let me scratch out that name and circle current resident because obviously you live here.
You are the current.
If you're collecting mail out of the mailbox, it's yours. If it's not yours, you're committing a felony.
I remember I'd see you when I lived in the Briar Building. I'd see you in there, and then I'd see you.
I love that route.
Then I'd see you on my at my store,
mm-hmm.
like sometimes twice in a day.
Those were good days because I had somewhere to stop, and it didn't look like I was
doing
something bad.
I miss those days, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Only a little bit.
Yeah.
I like making more money and not having to work Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah. It was still a fun time, though.
That was great.
Have you come in and watched a little bit of The Office with us?
Yes. Talk to those tattoo guys.
Talk to the tattoo. Cool guys.
Oh, yeah. Totally cool. I don't have any tattoos, so I don't have anything in common with those guys.
Cool dudes. They're fun, though. They're always watching Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
So
prisons.
So the brick and mortar stores, though.
Yeah.
So they're obviously not making it because of the delivery. I mean, like Walmart's going to make it because Walmart's trying to get into the whole.
They're putting they're throwing their hat in that.
Yeah, they're working on
Amazon.
It. Yeah, they're working on it. Yeah.
It's all about convenience. It comes down to convenience. Yeah. Do I need to leave the house to get my ass wiped? No, you don't need to leave the house. Oh. Costco will deliver it the next day. They'll deliver you enough to last 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, I do not go to Walmart, but my uncle does the app where they'll bring it out to your car. And they'll bring out your order. What you got?
Does he do food shopping there? I don't do.
I wouldn't let somebody select produce for me.
Yeah. No.
I'm pretty picky about my produce, and if I drop a cucumber on the floor,
I gotta squeeze those melons. Hot take.
Well, if I drop a cucumber on the floor and it like hits the floor and bruises, I'm not picking it up because I don't want somebody else to take it home.
They're gonna put it right back in there.
So step on it.
That's true. That's a good point. I should step.
Beat it against the floor, and then pretend you're autistic or something.
My ass much?
All right. Why does this cucumber smell like shit?
All right. For-profit prisons. I don't really have an opinion on for-profit prisons. You're going to have to help me out on this. I don't know much about it, to be honest.
I was going
to
play devil's advocate and go America because, really, is prison for-profit? A lot of people think that prison is a place where people go to be incarcerated because they did a no-no. And that maybe they'd get some help and turn themselves around. But for-profit prisons are all about recidivism. Mm. And they keep people in the cycle.
In the system, yeah.
Yeah.
We need you back in.
Yeah, because we get X amount of dollars to have your head in that bed. And we don't have to feed you very well. We don't have to offer you medical treatment.
In a lot of cases, you'll do a function that will help us make money. A lot of people who work in prisons are their work prisons. They make a product.
They stamp out license plates.
Mm-hmm.
But no, really, a lot of things shouldn't be privatized. And
yeah,
that's getting awful political.
Yeah.
I have libertarian leanings.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things I'm really conservative about. I'm not going to explain any of them right now. But prisons. Seriously, a prison is for people who have done wrong, and you know, our tax money should pay for programs to maybe
rehabilitate. Yeah,
yeah. Otherwise, why don't you just kill them?
Yeah, yeah. If we're looking for people to go back in, I mean, yeah, that's my. I'd say my argument would be to
eliminate them. If these people have gone in, have gone through lots of therapy or workforce training or whatever to become a productive member of society as we've laid down the ground rules, and they can't do it, do we really want to pay to just make them disappear for a while?
Right.
Yeah.
And then don't get me started about the...
death penalty?
No. Oh. The abnormal number of African Americans who are in the prison system.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get in there and they just stay there.
Yeah.
Because they're all white judges.
Oh yeah. They are all right. A white?
A white.
Oh.
As the driven snow.
End
Derek.
Of segment. That's how we're gonna end segments now.
That was a bit.
I know.
That was a bit. I know.
You need to cut it right. Oh, what?
Thanks for suggesting that one, Bruno. We have no idea what we're talking about in this situation.
That was a good bit, right?
Yeah, no, it was good.
It was a great bit.
Yeah, good. They are all right. Oh, what?
All right. All right.
They are all right.
All right.
Oh, what?
So hot button issues, breaching the dams on the Snake River. That one's close to home. Seriously, they paid $750,000 to do a study. What would happen if we breached the dams on the Snake River? Well, the economy would lose $2.3 billion. Mm-hmm. And that isn't some random faraway economy. That's the economy of the inland Northwest. That keeps all of these diesel pusher trucks off the road, off the highways and things like that, because we don't have the train infrastructure to move the products, because we're here, like I said, in the inland Northwest, and we grow a lot of food. There are farmers fucking everywhere around us. The Microsoft Windows picture was taken, what, like 25 miles away?
Oh, okay.
That field, that rolling green field with the clouds and stuff. That is so... $2.3 billion in our economy is a lot of fucking money.
Well, how many dams do they want to breach?
Four.
So which ones are they?
Little Goose, Lower Granite. I don't know if they go to Ice Harbor.
What's the positive impact?
It might help the salmon and steelhead runs. But there are other things to look at. The overfishing by the Japanese when these game fish get out to the open ocean and something like 5 miles off the coast. Seals, sea lions, and predators. We should have a bounty on them like we have on squawfish or northern pike minnow.
Yeah, the predation will increase. It'll be like...
And there's all these lazy seals just waiting around to harvest all our fish. We can't even fish for these fish.
Right.
Fish. For fish. Fish.
Yeah. We can't fish for these fish.
More beer! Yeah. There are so many other factors affecting them. How about the carbon footprint from generating the electricity that carbon-free, neutral, hydroelectric power generates? We have the cheapest electric rates anywhere in the United States, and probably pretty close to anywhere in the world, unless you've got nuclear. I don't know how expensive that is, but hydroelectric power is as cheap as it gets because the water's going to keep flowing, right, unless Nestle bottles it all up.
Yeah.
End of segment. No, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I'm having fun saying end of segment.
Yeah.
Elks Club.
What about the Elks Club?
I want to... It's always been something. My father-in-law, who's now passed away, was a member of the Elks.
Has Brody died?
No. He's my stepfather-in-law. No, my wife's biological dad.
Oh, okay.
My wife.
Yeah.
So
that was a fucking brain fuck right there.
So he used to be a member of the Elks Club, and when I was young, I was like, I don't know why anybody would ever want to do something like this. But give me your pitch, because as I get older, I get more lonely.
A lot of it's been disappointing me.
Has it been?
I joined because my grandfather moved back to town. Uh-huh. Before he left town, he was an Elks member of the local lodge for 29 years. And now he's recently come back and he wanted to rejoin. And he wanted my brother and I to join with him. And we have. We do two lodge meetings a month. When we joined, there were just under 700 members. And now they're just over 700 members. And since we joined, we are the only non-officer type people to continually go to meetings. For most people, it's a place for cheap booze, karaoke, and dancing. Especially since the Clarkson Moose Lodge closed. They had a huge... Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So
when
is it a place...
Dude, it's been a couple months now.
You take your ladies there?
You can, yeah. Oh. Not for lodge night.
Right.
But also, it's a fraternal organization, mm-hmm. but now women are welcome and in positions of power.
I didn't know that Moose Lodge closed.
They weren't following the bylaws of the National Moose Organization, and they weren't keeping up with keeping non-members out or having special situations for non-members.
Okay.
And it's just a no-no. To be a part of one of those organizations, there are rules, and you have to follow those rules. And they didn't.
Mm.
Which is unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
But really great for the Elks Lodge, because the Elks is a great building.
That's where we had our wedding reception there.
Oh, I bet that was kick-ass.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. They just have all those windows.
Yeah.
I think growing up, one of my school, I think a lot of my school dances were in that building.
They have an athletic center in the basement with regulation handball, racquetball courts.
Oh, wow.
A pool. It all needs some work because it's underutilized.
Sure.
Right.
But seriously, their Avista utility bill is $2,200 a month.
Wow.
It fucking floored me. Like, wow, my $97 when it's cold out.
Well, Idaho Forest Group has their Christmas party there,
mm-hmm.
and that's been the first time I'd been there in a long time, because Bree worked there the last couple years, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great party there.
Yeah, and if you're a member, they have a liquor license,
mm-hmm.
and their pours are strong. And
well, you know,
and
even for her Christmas party there. What they kept it super cheap for us, and it was fun.
So, what are your issues with it?
I don't have any issues.
Oh, I thought you said.
Oh, that the rank and file people don't attend meetings. They do a lot of great community things. This isn't an issue. They buy truckloads of dictionaries and pass them out to local schools. But if you aren't in a leadership position or looking to hold a leadership position, nobody really participates.
Mm.
It's really disappointing. You have the meeting in this great big room and there's no one in it.
Does the guard not change very often either?
I'm not sure. I think it just passes around.
So
I've only been in 2.5 months.
So people pay their dues and they just kind of like, but you show up for the meetings.
Oh, yeah. But people pay their dues, but they just show
just
up
just over 700 people.
Meals, and because they've got a restaurant out there.
They do the event stuff, really, but they don't show up for the meetings and stuff. No. Then that's where you're disappointed.
Yeah, that they don't participate in the organization as a whole.
Right.
Or maybe they're stagnant. I mean, they're bored. Been doing it. Maybe a lot of them. That's why I asked about changing
they're
the
old.
Guard. Like, they've been doing it for a long time.
They're all
maybe.
Old.
And
like
what's the demographic right now? Like,
old.
are you young?
Yeah, we.
That was one of the things that I was like.
Hudson reluctant. And I probably dropped the average age of people who attend meetings by at least a decade and a half.
Oh, wow.
If not two full decades. And that's just an average between the gray hairs and 30-somethings.
I knew somebody who was an Eagles member, and I considered joining because they asked me if I would want a sponsorship. Is that the same with the Elks? You got to have a sponsorship?
Oh, you got to have a sponsor, and you got to go through an initiation, and it's awkward, but...
Yeah. The Eagles was the same way.
Awkward how?
You gotta
off air
do
or?
The chants and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
You gotta do the sign of the Elks and all that. I can't share it here.
Are you a Freemason? I mean, it's something that's it's interesting to me. I've always liked the idea of it though, because it's you know, cheap membership for drinking, basically.
I'm a chauvinist. I was really disappointed that they allowed women into all those things because it's a fraternal organization.
If you don't mind me asking, what are your dues?
I think it's $90 a month. We just voted to raise it. Or not a month, a year.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
90 a month's a steep.
Yeah, it's really steep.
90 a year is not bad. Even if it was 120 a year, that's 10
bucks
a month.
And then lodge nights every other Tuesday. They've got some manner of buffet dinner that's only $10.
Now that you're in, can you sponsor me to get in?
I totally can.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and that's a goal of every good elk in good totally standing totally is to find more recruits.
We you got to become recruits.
We might be Elks members.
You have to be Elks members.
Man, I'm gonna crush it. I have so many people that want me to make.
What if you brought in two people from your show? I mean, it'd be fun. But we won't do the Elks chant here, though.
Not here. But no. You gotta totally just. It's something to witness. They play the organ music, and you walk around in circles.
Wow, okay. That's cool. No, I know. I had. Heavily, so the person that I knew who was in the Eagles Lodge, so how it came about was that I was playing darts. And one of the nights that I played darts, I went to the Eagles Lodge in Clarkston. And they had great dart boards. It was just a great setup in general. Fun dart night there. And I was like, this could be fun. Like, this could be cool. And one of my friends who I had talked to about it, who was an Eagles member, was like, well, if you're interested, I can sponsor you. And I was like, well, I mean, like, I am interested, but at the same time, I'm not, because I'm not 197 years old. but my friend who was in it is not also 187 years old. But the only reason why I ended up not doing it is because the Elks Lodge, because he was a member of the Elks Lodge in Lewiston, still smoking.
I'm like, Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
And
sorry, Eagles.
The smoking is a turn off.
Still smoking in Lewiston. He's not an Eagles member in Clarkston, but he still got his Eagles rates there when we were doing that.
Is this still smoking now?
With
Lewiston?
Yeah.
They're still smoking.
With my ID card, I can go to an Elks Lodge anywhere in the country and show that I'm a member, and they will take care of me. And then you get to go back to the meeting and tell them about how, oh, yeah, I was in Grand Rapids and I saw these people and I gave the sign of the Elks and we were all cool. We got drunk and had a good time.
That's fine.
And I think they have got some kind of award yearly about whoever's traveled the farthest.
Oh, cool.
Visited a chapter somewhere else. It's like a motorcycle club without the jacket and a lot more old people.
Is it fun, though?
It's always fun for me because I like to drink.
Are you utilizing it for anything other than drinking?
Oh, yeah. The food is really good because they've got a full-scale restaurant out there.
Uh-huh.
But no, I'm not utilizing it for anything more than that.
You don't use like the activity center or anything like that?
Well, it's you pay extra for the gym membership.
Uh-huh.
But it's reasonable, especially compared to gym memberships. And you're not going to have any randos. They're all going to be...
Members.
Fellow members.
Yeah.
And it's underutilized.
Meaning it's no one in there.
It reminds you can go the in thought there.
You can, go work out by yourself.
The thought of you it reminds me of the timeshare that we inherited from my wife's father. We have a timeshare up at Stone Ridge.
Wow.
And so our week is always in like at the end of April, which is coming off of a cleaning week. So they clean everything like top to bottom for a week. Like nobody's in it. And then we're in it after they've like gone through and like,
that's pretty fat.
It's nice, but it's coming in a, it's end of April. The weather's unpredictable. So you don't know like what's going to happen. It used to include the golf course access. Now you have to pay to golf, but, and then they did, so they've done stuff. They've done updates because they want to keep it available for it, their old clientele. They put in elevators and stuff. And so then your dues or your fees go up.
That timeshare thing is going to die eventually. It's got to.
It's tough because we'll go there and the tennis courts are all like cracked and old. And so they're like, everything's kind of like falling apart. But the, you can see them like trying to keep it together. Like they made the
It costs
the pool,
way too much money
salt
to
water instead of chlorine.
Maintain things that people don't use.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like they had the mini golf course. Nobody's using it. But they, so there's no real reason to update it or make it more contemporary or do any of that stuff. Kids are like, the thing that they need that they need to get on right now is internet. Their internet connection is poor out there, which as a person that, you know, when you're watching, like if you're sitting down at night, I like to stream. Content. We like brought DVDs and stuff before, so it didn't really bother us then. But if you're bringing kids, kids want to play video games and shit.
Yeah.
And so their internet connection's so shitty. Like the kids don't know what to do between playing video games and going to the pool. They don't want to know how to play fucking racquetball. I like racquetball though.
Racquetball is a hoot. Fun. And see, that's I grew up with my grandpa being an Elks member and going out there to play racquetball. And
that's my wife. She was really like that. She's the one that taught me how to play. And I was like, this is fun.
The racquetball is cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, it's like two person tennis, but you're not on the opposite side of each other.
Yeah. You're in a little box basically.
It is fun though. It is a fun, it's a fun time. And
why didn't you walk under that ladder?
Because you don't walk under ladders.
It's bad luck, right?
You would have to get on all fours to walk under that fucking ladder. The guy's like 6'4".
He's not 6'4". He's 6'1". Let's talk about his height while he's out there peeing.
He's 6'2".
You think so?
6'2".
How tall are you? You're 6'3"?
6'3".
Okay.
What are you?
6'2" on a good day. I'm like 6'1" and a half. this is our height bit.
I'm 6'3" when I could actually stand 6'3". But I will say my fatness makes me shorter, yeah.
Yeah,
but also because of my fatness, it makes me still functional. As a fat person, the height makes you functional.
Right.
Well, remember I sent you the bit this weekend that I was rooting for the Chiefs because Andy Reid and I have the same body type.
No, I didn't see that.
No, I thought I did. Okay, so I've been saying, I told Zach, I'm like, I'm rooting for the Chiefs this weekend because Andy Reid and I have the same body type. Because he's 6'3",
yeah,
and he's a big guy.
How tall are you, Rick?
Six even?
You have like an inch of snow in your beard already.
You didn't tell me it was snowing like a motherfucker out there.
It's coming down.
It did. No, it is seriously coming down out there.
Since you've joined the Elks, how many, because you said you're going to make a killing, how many people have approached you about becoming members?
Five? Including you two.
Young people, like our,
yeah.
Young.
My age category.
Young compared to them, though.
Right.
They're compared to the rest of the people.
People that are a little younger and people that are a little older.
Do you think there's a potential for a renaissance? For that type of...
Just because of their unique situation, the Elks is a spectacular building and location, and they have a liquor license and a kitchen that makes good food.
You think that people that our age, though, that are looking for, like... I went through like a quasi midlife crisis last year when I started playing hockey.
I'm getting close.
You're looking for something more. And so that's kind of like, I mean, like.
Really, you could jump into this thing and run it after 5 years.
Yeah. Not looking for that much more. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It is snowing really, really hard outside.
Is it bad?
Open that door and look. You can hear the snow hitting.
I'm going to have to do more than open the door in a second here.
It.
I still don't like the no ability to take a dump out there.
I'm sick of winter.
I need one of those 5 gallon Home Depot buckets.
Well, and you need to hook a bidet up to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fancy. It's just this garden hose. Just this garden hose, one stream.
That'd be too cold. I don't have warm water in my bidet, but
did you garden get a bidet?
Hose, I've had a bidet for years now.
Oh my goodness.
I save a buttload on toilet paper and I feel so fresh.
You bidet it.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It's the best decision I have ever made.
I know a few people that have the bidet and they say the same stuff.
Oh my God. Well, a lot of food doesn't agree with me, so I spend a lot of time on the shitter. And just wiping dry paper over your shit out asshole. It gets old.
Yeah. See, and I consider
you need
myself,
water to hose that off and then dry.
What's funny is consider myself a progressive because we buy wipes. We literally buy wipes.
We have wipes.
Yeah. You are everything that's wrong with America because those wipes aren't biodegradable and they fuck up our sewer system.
Oh yeah.
I didn't tell you what I do with those wipes.
Do you throw them in the trash?
No, I flush them.
Yeah, you suck.
They say flushable, but
they're lying. They are fucking liars.
Only one per flush. I just believe what it tells me.
I do believe what it says. The one per flush. I do believe that. Sorry, man. Here's what happened.
Same page.
Here's what happened.
My ass, my hands don't come in contact with feces. It doesn't happen.
Well, mine doesn't either.
Because hosed off.
Okay.
Right. When you wipe your ass, there is a thin layer of
paper
or maybe cotton or whatever the fuck those wipes are made out of that isn't biodegradable or...
I use my wife's clothing.
I've used the washcloth now and then.
Huh? Give me that blouse I hate, yeah.
Yeah. So I went to... So Nathan, he gets the wipes. That's what happened. So I went to Nathan's house and I took a dump there and I saw he had the flushable wipes there and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I used the toilet paper and then I used the one wipe because it said one wipe per flush. And I was like,
I feel clean.
This, I'm not even kidding. In my head, I was like, this is different. I haven't looked back since.
Come use my toilet and use the bidet.
It was like the first time I went to a friend's house after using the one ply Costco paper.
Had two people go and buy bidets after using my toilet.
Jesus.
But only two. Because most people won't even try it. They're like, oh, I don't want a jet of water on my anus. You totally do. Because it blasts the poop away.
On Saturday, I'm going to be at your house. I'm going to be like, I'm here to shit.
I'll be at work.
But you'll be like, go for it.
I'll come Sunday.
Oh, no.
I'll come Sunday.
We got to set up a webcam, all that. Worst first time of the day.
Show. Ooh, oh.
A lot of people think it's European or something. Like, no, it's for people that don't like to get shit on their hands.
So for OCD, like autistic people. Okay.
I do a little wiggle. The jet hits everything. I grab a couple squares dry. When I wipe, those squares are clean, not a brown streak to be had, or green, or black, or anything.
Yeah.
Whatever color your dookie is.
So, I grew up in a poor household, so we always had the Costco one ply, not the stuff that they sell now. The big package of stuff that they sell now is pretty good. That's what we have.
One ply is ridiculous because it's just wad it
right,
up,
and it's two ply. But my parents had the stuff that was like the
see through.
It's the shit they put in like school buildings.
Yeah,
shit, and it's like wrapped in a paper.
You have to use an entire roll just to wipe your ass once.
And so we had that, and so then I like just by habit and out of kind of like monetary necessity, I would buy that and I would use that. But I went to a friend's house and they had like the fucking Charmin.
I only buy Charmin.
And I was like, oh, this is a different fucking experience altogether.
And I only use Charmin to dry myself because I'm already clean.
Going to town out there.
Yeah. Dude, like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer?
Have a safe drive.
I don't want to work tomorrow. I'm so tired of walking in the ice and snow. And now there's a bunch of snow on the ice.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So you don't know
where to slip. The first day is great because fresh snow gives you a lot of traction. But the second day,
right,
if it hasn't all melted off, all of my footprints are now ice.
Yeah.
Well, and what sucks is there was so much dry, when I left work today, there was so much dry spots. You know, it was like, oh, we're seeing the end of it.
I know, after 2 days.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, look at all this dry spots.
It's the new normal.
This is nice.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Well, we never used to get snow to suck around.
Hoo-ha, right?
That's liberal thinking.
Yeah.
Libtard.
No, it's happening. I don't remember.
Have you guys watched
about this time of year when I was a kid? This would be like the time of year where we're like, okay, things are done.
Yeah.
And then like,
and now we get snow through March.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Medical Police on?
I've watched an episode.
Did you watch Children's Hospital?
I'm aware of Children's Hospital. I watched like a couple episodes of it, so I know
that
it's kind of like a spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's one of the producers for Medical Police. It's a spinoff. It's literally a spinoff of Children's Hospital. They say it in the first episode, actually. What's great. But there's one joke in there. It's like, this isn't like global warming. You can't just wish it away.
I always go back to George Carlin when I think about global warming. If we're really damaging the planet,
Earth's just going
to
like shake
us off like a bad case of fleas.
I think of that same thing for
the Earth will always be here, barring
we
asteroid impact.
Right.
No, we won't be.
Yeah, the Earth will make it out okay at the end of the day.
We are random happenstance, so enjoy your time, America. And not just America, Earthlings, enjoy your time. That sounded really jihadi.
It's eye-opening when you watch like the Neil deGrasse Tyson. what's that one?
That was the beard talking. Oh, let me take off my hat. Let the head talk.
What's the show that Neil deGrasse Tyson, Cosmos?
Yeah.
And he puts it into perspective for you. And he's like, this is all of time. And like, it's just like the whole thing, like a... I don't remember what it was, but it's like basically a chalkboard and we're like a dot on the chalkboard.
It's a blip.
Yeah. So
imagine how many advanced civilizations have probably risen and fallen out there in the universe somewhere because there is so
aliens
much
don't
more.
Exist.
What is it? Isn't that even like a plot? And
because like, God created man 2,000 years ago.
Right. Well, no, 2,020 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that even like
5,000 years ago, really?
Like
some kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Ultron, isn't like the whole point of like Ultron is like when they're like, you need to save the Earth. And he's like, okay, I'll save the Earth. And he starts killing humans. And it's like,
because we're the worst thing.
Yeah.
We're I think that a happens virus if, or a parasite.
The day the Earth stood still is also the kind of the same kind of thing where it's like, yeah, I'm here to save the Earth from you. You're garbage.
We are. We just exploit and defecate.
Oh, yeah. And make plastic bags.
And on that note, this has been Time Spent Poorly.
Woo!
It's snowing like a motherfucker outside.
Yeah, gotta get these guys home.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Smash that like button. And really, we want some of that YouTube money. We think that eventually it's going to start rolling in. And then we'll buy new cameras. Dude, they've been talking about this owl camera that will...
Yeah.
It's a fucking robot.
It does a thing. It's a robot.
Yeah. We need like a GoFundMe. Like,
it's in the works.
They can just send us money to improve
the Patreon. We're working on a Patreon. We're going to work on a Patreon. Yeah.
So,
help us make money to get an owl. It would make the show better. It would.
Especially if there were four people for it to choose from, and then we could try to mess with it.
That would be fun.
And we could name the owl.
We're all talking over each other. Yeah.
Our mateys, obviously.
Yeah!
Obviously.
What?
Our mateys, right?
Archimedes.
Yeah.
That's what we named it.
Clash of the Titans.
Yeah. You know that I saw that Sam Worthington didn't like that owl.
Sam Worthington is hard dick. C. He was just another one of those Australian actors that they wanted to. But this is the outro. Congratulations, you have witnessed Time Spent Poorly.
You've made it.
You should
totally follow us on Twitter. Look up there.
Oh, it's right here. And it's right there. And it's right there.
Don't make it hard.
I'm helping.
All right. Thanks.
They've got eyes.
Thanks, everybody.
Later.
Peace.